Mm-hmm. What about if it's in a cup? What would you call that? And it was the same kind of meat, it just wasn't in links.
Oh, they just call it sausage.
Okay, who kills and sells meat?
Oh, the packing house.
Mm-hmm. Who's the man who has the shop where they used to sell meat?
Oh, the meat market man.
If meat has been kept too long to eat, what do you say the meat's done?
It's spoiled. Okay. And it will spoil too, friend. Uh-huh.
What do you call the man who works back in the back of A&P and cuts up meat for you?
Meat cutter.
Uh-huh. Now, is there any different term for him as opposed to one who might make sausage?
Sausage grinder. Anybody makes sausage, but a meat cutter has to know how to cut the meat because, you know, if meat's cut improperly, it can make it tough. Did you know that? You have to cut meat across the grain, even when you're slicing it after it's cooked. If you cut Well, that's the same way when they prepare it for sale, they have to cut it properly or else they can ruin it.
Was it just so you can slice it across the grain, or does the actual cutting up?
Well, now that I'm not much of a butcher, I really don't know about that, but I do know that cutting across the grain that way will make you need a nicer slices when you're slicing meat. Right. Beef roast today with a slice of crawfish. Hmm.
Okay, if you do that.
But butcher?
Yeah. We're picking up again on tape, on the first side of tape number two, question 47.1. Have you ever heard of a kind of cheese or a kind of meat thing that's made out of the insides of a hog's head after they've butchered it?
What, like a weenie?
No, it's it looks kind of like sausage usually.
No, I don't believe that.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from his head?
Oh, like sauce meat.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was driving. Have you ever heard it called by any other name other than sauce meat?
Yes, press meat. Press meat.
Is there any difference in them whatsoever?
No difference. It's just a difference in the name.
Have you ever heard it called head cheese?
Don't believe I have.
Okay. Make sure we're going here. Okay, what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I've heard it, but I forgot.
Well, sometimes it's called something pudding.
Oh, liver pudding.
Yes.
Yeah,
is that what you call it? Do you call it
something else? I've heard it called liver pudding and something else, but I can't think of what it is right now.
Uh-huh.
But liver pudding is what it is.
Okay. Do you ever make anything out of hog blood? Have you ever seen anything made out of hog blood that you...
No, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of blood pudding?
I've heard of blood pudding,
yeah. You're not familiar with it?
No,
I guess these are really rural things. I've seen these things, and Daddy, it's only because Daddy likes liver pudding and stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's never had blood pudding, though, and he came from the farm. Did you ever take the juice out of head cheese or out of liver sausage or liver pudding and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it, and then later when it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No.
And what do you have? Are you familiar with anything that you call that that's been done?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Believe I've heard of that.
Have you ever heard of scraffle?
Scraffle? Don't believe I have.
Okay. Suppose you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Oh, it'd be a rancid taste.
Mm-hmm.